This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. The government has launched a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage-free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said, the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner. During the event, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi also unveiled the Child Marriage Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. In Maharashtra, hectic parleys are on for government formation. Nationalist Congress Party Chief Ajit Pawar said that he, along with Eknath Shinde and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis, will be in Delhi today, where the final discussions regarding government formations will take place. Caretaker Chief Minister of Maharashtra and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde yesterday said that his party will support the BJP central leadership's decision on the next chief minister of the state. Speaking to media persons in Thane, Eknath Shinde said that the decision on the chief minister's face will be made after meeting with Union Minister Amit Shah. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren will take oath as chief minister of Jharkhand today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function organized at Morhabadi Maidan in Ranchi. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Hemant Soren said he has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah along with leaders of INDIA bloc for ceremony. In 81-member assembly, INDIA bloc secured 56 seats. Union Minister Giriraj Singh yesterday sought the intervention of the United Nations in the matter of attack on Hindus in Bangladesh. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Singh said that the incident reflects that the interim government of Bangladesh is in the clutches of fundamentalists. He said such attacks are against humanity. The minister also questioned the silence of Congress and other opposition parties in the matter. Speaking to the media outside Parliament, Janasena Party Chief and Andhra Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Pawan Kalyan said, "It is very painful to see what is happening in Bangladesh." He said, "If anything happens in Palestine, an entire ecosystem will echo their pain, but when it happens in Bangladesh, no one responds." Senior Trinamool Congress MP Saugata Ray said, "Whatever happens in Bangladesh affects West Bengal." He said the arrest of the ISKCON priest is unwarranted. Mr. Ray said India should intervene in the matter diplomatically. The government has stated that the retail prices of toor and urad pulses have either declined or remained stable over the past 3 months. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, B.L. Verma, made the statement in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha. He explained that the condition of kharif crops is favourable, with harvesting completed for short-duration crops such as moong and urad, while the harvesting of toor has just begun. Mr. Verma informed that the government has converted part of its buffer stock of pulses into dals for retail sale under the Bharat Dal brand, ensuring affordable prices for consumers. The minister also mentioned that the government has implemented pre-registration of farmers for the assured procurement of toor and urad under the price support scheme and the price stabilization fund components of the PM Asha scheme. Bangladesh Nationalist Party has urged Professor Mohammad Yunus, the head of the interim government, to forge a national unity to tackle the evolving situation and resolve the existing problem. A five-member BNP delegation led by its Secretary-General Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir met him this last evening to share its concern over some untoward incidents that happened in the country over the past few days. The deep depression over the southwest Bay of Bengal moved at a speed of 10 km per hour and was centred 100 km southeast of Trincomalee, 320 km southeast of Nagapattinam, 420 km south-southeast of Puducherry and 500 km south-southeast of Chennai. That is the end of this news bulletin.